This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream episode 460. Welcome to the show. Let me do this, turn this off, and get Anna potted up here. Hello, Anna Hummel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I'm sure we'll get into this, but happy early birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
38 years old on Friday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Does it?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean, it's just getting more painful to be alive every year. I mean, physically, just my body hurts more and more, which is very unfortunate. I remember my grandmother, my bubby, I was very close to her, and I remember speaking with her. We spoke a lot, but she would, she told me one time that she goes, you know, I feel like I'm 30 years old in my brain, but I can't get out of the chair. And I was like, oh, that's pretty dark. Man,
it is.
That's pretty unfortunate. Yeah, birthdays are kind of whatever too at this point. Another thing that I was told from a loved one, my father picked me up every other weekend when I was a kid, and he happened to pick me up one weekend when it was his birthday, and I was so excited. I was a young boy, 6-7 years old, and I was just happy for him because I loved my birthday, and I was happy for him because he got to feel that joy that I feel once a year when it's my birthday. And I was like, so what are we going to do? We're going to get some pizza. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Like, what are we going to do? We got to do something special. It's your birthday. And he just looked straight ahead and just said, you know, there's going to become a point in your life when your birthday just doesn't mean as much to you anymore. That was also very troubling. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Many times it's stuck with you over the years.
Yes, both of those things have stuck with me throughout the years. So yeah, it's
are you at that point yet?
I still like it. I still enjoy it. I usually have high expectations and high hopes for it, but now nothing really happens. You know, I mean, it's just
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I guess there's only really one I can think of, but you put on some pretty good events for your birthday. I feel like that kickball event was like one for the ages. Like it was your 35th. It was a great day. It was beautiful. We went out afterwards. Like it kind of picture perfect.
Yeah.
It was a great, great day. And a ton of people showed up. Like I would say, what, 30 people showed up for the game?
Yeah, it was a lot. And honestly, I'm afraid that I wouldn't be able to recreate that. It was so good that I'm like, I think I'll just stop there.
Fun.
Yeah, I think I'll just stop there. You know, some people have had marriages, children, you know, and they're just not able to make it. I don't know. I mean, I would love to do that again. That was fun. I remember being so sore after that event. You know, you used to go out every day when you were in like PE class in elementary school, and you would play kickball every day and you'd do just fine. And I was so, and it's not like I don't do anything. Like I exercise, I do, you know, squats and push-ups and run and stuff, but there was just muscles, I guess, that you don't work when you're that physical in kickball of all things.
That, right.
Man, I was just bedridden for a day and a half after that.
Totally worth it though. It was a lot of fun.
It was. So who knows? Maybe I'll make that. I can't plan anything.
What do you mean?
I just have a really hard time committing to anything, plans, television shows. Some of my past relationships would probably say women. It's a hard thing for me to actually say, this is what I'm doing. I'm even getting texts like from, you know, my close friend group, like, hey, what do you want to do on Friday? And everybody's off work, you know, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know.
Do you want someone to plan for you? Is that what you want?
No, because it's not going to be what I want. Probably if somebody plans something for me, then I'm just going along. I'm very agreeable with that type of stuff.
I understand that, but in terms of like, do you want someone to like, like them to take the initiative for your birthday. Like some people like that, like they don't want to plan their own party because it's like kind of jobber, I guess. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Someone loves me enough to organize this whole thing for me, you know, sort of deal, instead of you doing all the heavy lifting yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there is certain benefits to that. There's also negatives to that. If I plan it myself, I'm going to get exactly what I want to my specifications.
But you don't like planning.
But then I got to make the phone calls, send the texts, send the emails.
Who talks on the phone anymore? You can't send out a group text?
I guess I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's certain friends that aren't friends with other friends that don't know each other. I don't like getting those text messages with phone numbers. You know, it's a big mm-hmm. group text and there's just phone. I don't know. I don't know who this person is. You don't feel special. I would feel less inclined to participate in something if it was a group text with numbers, because then you're not getting the individual text. If I got an individual text with the same thing copied and pasted, I wouldn't know any better that it was a group text. But it would be more personalized to me. And I think I'd be more apt to go to something like that.
Okay. So what's the deal for Friday then?
I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking about maybe the Lightning game. It's weird because obviously the Bone is now the home of the Lightning, the radio voice of the Lightning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like sports. I love the Bucks. I love all our home teams, the Rays, the Lightning. I'm a little just like, oh, they took my spot.
So why would you go and support them?
Yeah. And I know that's silly.
I would be butthurt. I'd be like, you know, F the Lightning. I'm not going any more of your games.
Yeah.
You stole my job.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, it really is silly, but it's kind of made me lose a little bit of interest in the sport a little bit. It's just mm-hmm. a weird piece of human psychology, I guess. So I don't know. I thought about doing that, but I probably go have some drinks somewhere. I don't even know where. I don't even know what my bar is anymore. I don't have a bar anymore. I used to have certain places I used to go to. I don't really go out anymore, go drinking somewhere. I mean, I drink, but I tend to just drink at home. Mm-hmm. that's where I'd, that way I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to Uber anywhere. I can
end up at home anyways.
Yeah.
Save a few bucks and just stay where you're meant to end up.
I can make some food. Mm-hmm. I can listen to some music.
Nude. I know you like to be nude and eat snacks. So. Yeah.
And drink. Drink in the nude drink. Too. That's a new That's dynamic. It's a new dynamic. It's something else. Then I just and then I'm home and then I could just crawl into bed and go and wake up tomorrow and go about my day. I don't know, but I'm gonna do something. I went to a fancy steakhouse last week. And then I believe my mother and my stepfather are going to take me to another fancy steakhouse on Saturday. So that'd be great.
Okay.
That's really all I like now is just steak.
Fine dining.
And fine dining, fine alcohols. And, you know, I think I'm just getting to that point where I'm finally an adult. I like looking at my mother messaged me and she goes, she always does this. Like, what do you want for your birthday? Which I appreciate because she doesn't just buy something. She asked me because if she buys something herself, it's going to be something I don't want.
Yeah.
Almost 90% guaranteed. But if she asks me, now there's not a surprise factor there.
Right.
But I'm going to get exactly what I want. And usually it's just like underwear. it's stuff that.
Is that what you ask for?
Usually, yeah. And I know it's a little weird that, you know, your mother buys your underwear, especially at close to 40 years old. But a good gift is something that you need and that you want. But you don't want to buy yourself.
You are a very good gift giver.
Yes, I try. In
the past, you here, and the thing to the key to being a good gift giver is being a good listener. You're paying attention to things that they like, their interests, things that are practical to them, and not just like kind of bland, generic gifts that you think people would like. That are like, oh, you get it, and then you never. Use it. Like you give very practical gifts.
Practical. Thoughtful. Something that you're actually going to use. I think those mm-hmm. make a good gift the older you get. If you're young, something's just like, you know, cash is hard to beat. But now it's like, so I shop for myself too, the same way. And my mom asked me what I wanted. And this year it was a sink organizer that goes over your kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a drying rack in it and, you know, an organizer. So I wanted one of those for a long time, and then shelves for my apartment. And okay. I never thought I would get to the point where I would ask for these things, but I meant it. Like, that's what I want for my birthday. Something very practical, boring. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to have it. It's going to be great. I hope that's what you got me, because that's what I want.
I mean, what were the kind of gifts you were getting before? Like, I feel the same way, but it's like, I'm trying to think like what I wanted when I was younger, like what was cool that I thought was so great. I always thought practical gifts were good. It's, you know, maybe when I was a kid and you'd get toys, but after the age of like 13, 14, it was like stuff you would use, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was a spoiled kid, so I got pretty much everything that I wanted. I could count the top three things off the top of my head, though. You know, this is more of a Christmas conversation, but there's three things that I wanted as a child that I did not receive, which was Ghostbusters Nerf set. You probably don't even know what that is, I bet.
I know what the Ghostbusters are, and I know what Nerf balls are.
It was like the, you know, the proton packs or whatever they wore on their backs in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like something like that. And then it had a Nerf kind of spinny thing on it. I don't know why, but I thought those were the coolest things. I never got that. I wanted the Dragon Dagger from Power Rangers that the Green Ranger had.
R.I.P. Is it the Green Ranger that died?
Yep. Tommy David Frank or something. Yep. He hung himself. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
I didn't know how. I knew it was suicide. I didn't know he hung himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hotel room, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. That's too bad. He was the man. And then the third thing was a power wheel. The famous power wheel. Are you familiar with those?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
I don't know what it is. Like, it seems pretty a generic name to call it a power wheel.
It's basically a motorized car that was battery powered. And if you were a tiny person, like a child, you could sit in it and drive it around.
Okay.
So it was, but the batteries lasted about 8 minutes, I believe, and it took about 3 days to charge. So it wasn't very practical, but those were very cool. But I can't think of anything else that I really wanted that I outside of like outlandish things. Like, I saw the movie Blank Check when I was a kid, and he had like a theme park. with a theme park in the backyard. And I was like, that would be great for a Christmas gift. But that's not, even as a child, I'm like, this is a movie. It's not real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I will do something Friday. It seems like people are anxious to hang out with me, which I like, because I'm getting a few messages from people like, what's up Friday, which I like. Because I like attention.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I've certainly been asking you. We kind of have something loosely planned, not necessarily you, but, you know, me and people you know. So we kind of want you to be there, but understand that it's kind of out of the way, and it's also your day, and you should be able to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So. I know Johnny B planned a Friendsgiving event. and that sounds great. I go every year. It's a great time. I love Johnny. I love Leah, Zane, his son. You're usually there. And that's about it, generally. Mm-hmm. And I like everybody there. However, this year it happens to fall exactly on my birthday. And Johnny's like, well, what do you have to do? Like, what else do you want to do? And again, I'm running into the, well, I don't have anything planned, but... You know, I should be able to do what I want, whatever I want that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's right. I don't have any other plans. So I think, I'm going to do that in the afternoon at least. And then figure something out. I don't know. But it's going to be good. Thanksgiving's coming up in a few days.
How about tomorrow?
Oh, it's tomorrow. Oh, my God. I have to go buy stuff. I went to the grocery store. I have my day job. I have a UPS store mailbox that I have to go to pick up, mail for work. And it happens to be in a Publix shopping center.
Oh, perfect.
And it was mobbed. No parking anywhere in a parking lot. And I didn't even have to go to Publix. I just had to go to the UPS store. I had to park on the road, walk all the way just to get to the store. So that's going to be fun. I kind of forgot that it was tomorrow. I'm in charge of wine. I have to buy wine tomorrow.
Oh, that's the best.
It's an easy task.
I'm alcohol and like bring a store-bought pie chick. I've been baking a little bit more, but yeah, I was actually very, very relieved because Johnny and Leah, who will be hosting Thanksgiving on your birthday, they wanted me to bring something, like make something. And I'm like, have you met me? Like, I'd figure it out, or I'd ask, you know, my boyfriend to do something because he's more proficient in the kitchen than I am. But I was having a little bit of anxiety, and I'm like, is it a faux pas to bring something store bought, or like, I don't know. And as I was thinking this, I get a text from Leah, and she's like, we're going to make everything. Just come along. And I'm like, perfect. So I'm going to bring some whiskey, some crazy, like, you know, girly whiskey that Johnny likes. It's like some cookie dough like whiskey.
Oh yeah. He was telling me about that yesterday.
So I'm like, all right, I'll pick that up. No problem. As long as I don't have to prepare anything, I'm good. So
yeah. Cause you were in the bacon for a while. Like, you were like, check it out. I made this stuff. Is that hobby fallen by the wayside now? Or are you not preparing anything?
I actually made these pumpkin spice cupcakes with homemade pumpkin spice frosting on Friday, so just like a couple days ago, and they were a hit, I might add. But unfortunately, I tried to make the cupcake look like a pie with like a dollop of whipped cream in the middle, and it ended up looking kind of like a woman's breast, which was unfortunate.
Yummy.
Yeah,
that sounds like a birthday cake for me.
If I may do of like a Instagram expectation versus reality for just one moment.
Yeah, please. Well, while you're doing that, let me give a shout out. And thank God. Thank God I remembered, because I asked Anna to, and she didn't.
Who said I didn't remember?
Well, that's true. But I'm beating you to the punch. I got to say thank you to Navy One. Sent over a very generous donation to the Cash App and for Anna and I over the holidays. I don't know if he's comfortable saying how much, but it was, I went, whoa, when I saw it.
It was a significant amount, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so, very much appreciated and very much needed. So
yeah, for sure. So thank you very much, Navy One. I believe he's out in Washington. I don't know if he watches the streams or not, but he definitely checks out the podcast. So I want to give him a shout out and invite anybody else to do that if they want to. hmbradio.com/donate. That's available. And you can follow me on social, home_made_man. That's Instagram and Twitter. And Anna's still off. Now that Elon is taking over Twitter. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. So this is what they were supposed to look like.
Okay. Yeah. Well, those look delicious.
See how cute that is? It was like I made a spiced cupcake, and then it was three different types of frosting. It was just the whole deal, right? Well, unfortunately, when I made them, they just kind of look like breasts, just kind of like boobs.
I mean, it looks pretty similar. I mean, the first ones kind of look like boobs too. Yeah, I mean, they're not as pretty, but few things are, you know, when they're photoshopped and a picture's taken.
But the presentation maybe wasn't as good, but they were, and Bubba and Dr. Dan, who are both on the show, who are very, they don't hold back. They let me know if they don't like something. And they were both very impressed. Nice. So, yeah.
Do you have any left?
No.
Oh.
Bubba's girlfriend ate about 12 of them.
Oh.
So,
all right.
Yeah, she was so high when I gave her the first one that I thought she was going to start crying. Like, she's like, it's so good. I'm like,
We covered the morning on Monday and Tuesday, and we had Dr. Barbecue come in. He's the guy.
Ray Lampe. He's great.
He's awesome. The man. He came in and brought, I have a pretty, I don't know how crazy of a take it is, but obviously turkey is the meat for Thanksgiving. I mean, that's pretty much the only time people eat Thanksgiving. And it's not that I don't like turkey. It's just that I feel like there's way better products out there as far as meat goes. Turkey would be last on my list as far as meat that I would want to eat.
You're the second person to say that in like the last 2 days, that it's just a lesser bird.
Yeah, it's just really hard to cook. You know, there's the different parts of the bird cook at different temps. So the dark meat, I think either, I don't know if it's faster or slower than the white meat.
Yeah.
And then it's just dry. And, you know, there's certain things
is
you
it
can
always,
do.
Always, though?
I mean, I've had some decent turkey in my life. Smoked turkey's great. You know, when some.
Like, is good turkey actually good, or is it just not dry?
It's not dry. And even good turkey would still be probably last on my list as far as, you know, okay. I'd rather have a steak or a, you know, pretty much anything over turkey. But, you know, that's the time you eat it. It's Thanksgiving. I believe that even though it's not my favorite, that's the meal. That's the thing you got to do. That's tradition. Yeah. You know, Christmas, if you're having Christmas turkey, that's unacceptable.
Ham.
Ham's bad too, in my opinion, but I know a lot of people like ham, and even good. Yeah. I've had good ham, and it's still, that would be right at the bottom there with turkey. You could do like a roast lasagna. There's a lot of things, different things you can do for Christmas time. But if somebody has turkey, you can't do turkey twice for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's trash. But you don't eat meat, so you don't care anyway.
No.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving?
Everything else. Usually the people that I go to, because usually it's at, I go to Johnny and Leah's, and they make like, you know, the potatoes without me, the mac and cheese without me, you know, it's pretty much just the meat, and then everything else they have is vegetarian. So the Thanksgiving I'm going to this time, it's the same deal. Everything's pretty much, all the sides are vegetarian. I don't think the stuffing is, but everything else is, with like all the casseroles and whatnot. So I'm very excited about it. We are going to Bubba the Love Sponge's sister's house, okay, who I'm pretty close with.
Lovely.
But unfortunately, I believe Bubba has come down with bronchitis the last 24 hours.
Crap.
So unfortunately, he won't be there, which is really unfortunate because, and I've said this before, I said this today on the show, Bubba is the funnest person I know. Like, the most fun. Like, he is the character that he plays on TV. Like, he is not any different when the cameras are rolling, when the mics are off. Like, he's the same guy, and he's hilarious. He will often just come into a place, stir up crazy amounts of drama, drop the bomb, and just leave. And everyone is just, you know, mouth agape. What do we do from here? It's Hurricane Bubba. So I really wanted him to be there, you know, because I'm going to be with his family. But unfortunately, I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, he's not going to die. I mean, he's not going to make it.
Oh, God. You better hope not. You're going to have to find a new job.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to go over to my dad's. So that should be, that's always a good time. I was supposed to go, now that I have a lady in my life, they, you know, you got to do stuff with different families. And unfortunately, with my situation, product of divorce, I have, you know, I got my mom and I got my dad. And usually I try to split the day up and go spend some time with both of them. And then now she also is a product of divorce. So she's got her dad who lives up.
You guys are doing four Thanksgiving dinners.
No chance. So at least in her case, her mom lives in Carolina and her dad's in North Florida. So she wanted me to come up to North Florida for her Thanksgiving. But I go, I got to spend some time with, you know, my family, too, especially because I'll be out of town for Christmas. So,
yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. So she wasn't like mad, but she was bummed, you know, that I wasn't going along. But yeah, I mean, I got to see my people, too. So she's going to get back down to go to dinner with us on Saturday. So that'll be good. But yeah, you got to do that compromise thing. You know?
Now, I think we talked about it last week. I'm not sure. I think we did. Will your uncle be in attendance?
So my uncle, my poor uncle, his wife, we talked about it last week. Tragically, she's from, was from Germany. Mm-hmm. And she had, and she was a doctor. And then shortly after they were married, she went insane. I believe it was schizophrenia. I hope I'm not talking out of school here, but I think she had, came down with schizophrenia, which happens sometimes later in life. And she ended up choking on a noodle and died. a few weeks ago. I know it's terrible. And it's just, it's such a bad, and I believe you brought it up. Like, what if he had something to do with that? And I said, I don't think so, but honestly, I have no idea.
Like, did he purposely make it al dente, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it undercooked on purpose?
Yeah. I don't think so. And, they had the funeral, you know, my father went and I spoke to my dad a few days ago. Her family are just nightmares, are just awful human. They hate him. They hated him obviously even before this. He lives right now. His current living situation is in that home that they shared with, her mother, who's elderly mother, who's like 90 years old and hates him, calls him Satan. And a daughter who's like 20 something years old.
Not his daughter.
No, her daughter. And she also hates him. She hates him too. And it's just it's a very uncomfortable situation. Her ex-husband is somehow still over at the house all the time too, which is very weird. And apparently at one point in the service afterwards, the ex-husband came up to my uncle and asked him why he didn't save her from choking and dying, which is that's a pretty ballsy thing to ask, you know, a widower at that point at the funeral too. But my uncle, God bless his heart, took it in stride.
Well,
I guess.
What did he say?
Well, I wasn't there. I'm hearing this through a third party. So he just said, I think he just explained himself. And apparently what the deal was is she was a little soft in the middle and up in her neck. She had some extra meat up there. So the normal like Heimlich maneuver, you couldn't get in there. You couldn't press the diaphragm. And when it did, like the cheeks and the fat around would just kind of move with the blockage. So it wouldn't work any sort of processes. So he was an EMT at one point in his life. And the only thing he could really do after he tried doing these things unsuccessfully was just do chest compressions. But unfortunately it, you know, didn't work. I can't imagine though. Can you imagine why didn't you try to save her at your wife's funeral? What a piece of garbage. Garbage people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He should just, you know, cut bait and run as far as he can. But he's an odd fellow. He's not the most he's an eccentric man. So
he very much is. I've met him once.
Yeah. So you know.
He left a lasting impression. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little wacky. God bless him though. And yeah, so that was an update on that. God, I can't imagine. You can get in touch with the show here on text message. Be nice in the chats, please, to each other. Garrett and Solid Seven, don't start fighting in here. It's Thanksgiving weekend, for God's sakes. But if you want to, you can leave a voicemail text message at 813-693-2124. You can reach me online at home_made_man, Instagram and Twitter, hmbradio.com, willspodcast.com, willsyoutube.com. And then I have an email, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Now that Elon Musk, Emperor Musk, has taken over Twitter, and it's, has it lured you back or no? You still offline?
I've had people send me tweets and I'll check Twitter occasionally just to see what's going on, but I'm not making tweets and I'm not really, you know, scouring the internet for tweets, but you know, it's usually when it's like news, like someone made a tweet, like if Kanye made a tweet coming back from his anti-Semitic rant, gets kicked off Twitter, comes back with a shalom smiley face. Like I'm all up in that. Yeah. For
pretty
sure.
Funny.
That is hilarious. I honestly think, like, I don't know if he's pulling an Andy Kaufman, but I think Kanye is brilliant beyond the point that he even realizes, like, how funny he is. He truly is just he's a character. And it's like, how great would it be if, like, we found out that we were all just getting played by him? Like, this was all a shtick. I don't think it is. I think he's, you know, something's not right, but, if it were the case that he was Andy Kaufman, it would be the greatest play that ever was.
Yeah. He's officially announced his run for president. Did you see who his campaign manager is?
No.
Oh, you're going to get a kick out of this. Milo Yiannopoulos.
I did see that.
Remember
I
that name? That. Yeah, I don't know if it's his.
Yes, I did read that. I probably had forgotten, but yeah.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
So that's Milo, who's been pretty irrelevant for the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. he was pretty front and center for a while, you know, for like the online right. But he kind of got in trouble. You know what he got canceled for was.
He said he liked having sex with older men when he was a kid.
Yeah, I think it was more of a teenager thing, you know.
Teenager. Yeah. Yeah, but it was something to do with like a minor having sex with older. He's gay, for those that don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said that he didn't see anything. I don't think he didn't see anything wrong. It was more like, well, I had a great experience having sex with a person when I was a minor. So I don't know what everyone's complaining about. I think it was kind of along those lines. I could be wrong, but
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And he said it's common in that community where, you know, you have an older person kind of guide you through the lifestyle of being gay. And that just, I mean, they were looking for a reason anyway to get rid of him, but that was what did it. He was, and then he was gone. I think he was working for an auction network, like a Christian auction network at one point, but he's crawling his way back. And now he's involved with the Kanye West campaign. Kanye West was also walking with Nick Fuentes. I don't know if you know who that is.
No,
he's some other.
Sounds familiar, but no.
He's like the Groiper movement guy. I don't know if
the
you even
what?
Know Groiper. It's like a traditional. I think some people would say like white nationalist. I don't think that's the case, but everything gets called white nationalist. That's
right.
But a traditional like conservative. Dude.
Okay.
I don't know. He's banned from everything too. I don't think he can get on an airplane. But he was spotted with him. So I don't know. It's weird. Kanye, yeah, was banned off Twitter. His first tweet was Shalom, which made me laugh really hard. I don't know if you're allowed to laugh at things anymore, but that's a reaction that I had when I saw it. So
his new girlfriend's pretty hot, I'd have to say.
Who's that? I haven't seen her.
She's a 24-year-old Brazilian model, and she's, I would say she's probably about a 9.8. She's pretty strong.
Damn. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah. Well, I mean, Kanye's, even if he is canceled, he certainly has enough, you know.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah. He's got enough money. He's got FU money. No doubt about that. Yeah. So that was cool. You're going to be voting for Kanye in the upcoming election?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
Do we know what party he's running for? Is he running for the GOP nomination or
maybe independent? I'm not sure what his plan is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. He started the birthday party, you remember last time that he was running under.
Oh, great.
So I was thinking, like, what if it seems like right now Johnny and I were talking about this and how funny it would be because Donald Trump announced his candidacy for 2024 and Ron DeSantis is hot. Right now, I mean, he won the governorship by
20 points.
Yeah, it was a wide margin. He smoked Charlie Crist, and he's got that national attention now just from the battles that he's, you know, picked a fight with, fighting Disney and you know, the parental rights and education act, stuff like that. So he's garnered
CRT.
Yeah. So he's kind of got a lot of attention from that. And he's kind of handled himself pretty good, in my opinion, with he's like a better Trump, kind of pointing out these things. He just handles himself better in these situations.
Absolutely.
Not saying I agree with him, by the way. I'm just saying he handles himself better.
I agree with him on most things. I think he's a reasonable person. And beyond everything else, it seems like he is a fighter of freedom. You know, I feel like with him, it's like beyond what he thinks is the right thing to do. He also thinks that people should have autonomy over their own bodies. I mean, whatever the abortion deal, but other than that, when it comes to your health care and how you want to, if you need marijuana as your medication, or you want to get, you know, one of these guys, can't see me. One of those guys. You should be able to choose if you want your kid to wear a mask or not. You should be able to choose. So it's kind of this like, hey, you know what's best for you and your kids more than the government does, which I like. I like that concept.
By the way, did you see, I just saw this, on Twitter, Washington Post, so not a kooky conspiracy site, the analysis that more people are dying of COVID who are vaccinated against COVID-19 than without.
I stopped paying attention to COVID a year ago.
I just can't believe everything that they said. It's the opposite. I sent it to a friend of mine and they were like, well, that's because more people are vaccinated. I go, yeah, but doesn't it? I thought it stopped severe infection where you wouldn't die. So it should still be less, right? And then they just said, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, Fauci's out. He said, keep getting them boosters and we'll see you on the other side, I guess. But I wonder who's going to take his place. We'll find out soon.
Yeah, here's a story if you want to look it up.
Yeah, I believe it. So
wacky times. Mm-hmm. Wacky times. It's just something to be thankful for, you know.
That on Thanksgiving. Absolutely.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah. It's troubling. It's certainly it's everything we're told seems to be the opposite. Just wait a few minutes and it's gonna be the complete opposite.
Right. Yep.
Did you see the, I saw that a guy shot up a Walmart today that worked there, killed 7 people.
It was, yeah, including himself. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video of him actually on Twitter like hours earlier and he was just having a good time. It seemed like he was pretty jovial. And then all of a sudden, apparently there was an altercation in the break room, maybe. Spilled over into the actual store and I think he started just shooting people up. So
yep. And then we had the shooting at the club.
Yeah,
the gay club. Yeah. This is looking more and more like a pulse situation where, like, did you know this? I don't know. I feel weird saying it because I know that there's an official narrative, but it's really easy. You can look it up even on Google. They're not going to censor the results. That guy, Omar Martin, that shot up the Pulse thing, didn't know it was a gay club. In fact, he asked where the women were before he started, you know, doing his thing in there. Did you know that? Because I don't think that's common knowledge.
I thought he was like a closeted homosexual.
That was a rumor too. And maybe he was. I don't know. But I know during the trial, it came out that he at first went to a mall to try to commit this act. He was an ISIS dude. He had ISIS sympathies. He was a terrorist and he went to a mall. It was all locked down. So he go, oh crap. And then across the street pretty close by was this club. So he went, okay, I'll go in here. Mm-hmm. But that narrative was that it was because, you know, he selected this location because it was violence against, you know, gay people. And I thought that for a long time too. And then, you know, sure enough in trial, it turns out he didn't even know it was a dang gay club. So this guy today, or last night, Axios reported that, because of course it was the same offenders going on the news saying this is Tucker Carlson's fault. And I go, okay, well, maybe it is. I'll just wait to find out. Axios reported last night the person identifies as non-binary and might.
I know, I saw that. And his dad was like an MMA guy turned porn star. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. I saw an interview with his dad online.
Yeah, and we watched on the show.
He was very
meth addict.
Yeah, he didn't look good. He was very relieved. He goes, well, I'm just glad he's not gay. I was like,
well, I didn't get that because it was like a 20 minute long interview.
I can send it to you. I saw it on Twitter, of course.
Yeah, he apparently was told that his son committed suicide and thought his son was dead for like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, even with that, it's his attorneys that you're going by saying that they're identifying by they, them pronouns.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe he's lying to try to get, because he's got hate crime charges against him. So maybe he's trying to shield himself from that. I don't know. It's Thanksgiving, you know, and I wish we could just shut up.
Get along.
Just not even get along. Just shut up.
I'm
looking, my ex-girlfriends, we still follow each other on Instagram for some reason. And I'm clicking through her stories and it's a post from 2 hours ago. Last night, of course, you find out that he's identifying as non-binary. The shooter at the Virginia store is a black dude. And then she's got this post and it's like, it's not gay people shooting up clubs. It's not black people shooting up grocery stores. And it's like, I mean, in some cases it literally is, but But of course, she's accusing white men of these things. And it's like, we have two incidents in the same week where it totally goes, it's the opposite of what you're saying. You can look it up really easily. And like, then I'm the bad guy for noticing that. And then I point that out. And of course, I'm, you know, the problem. No, no, I'm not going to say anything. It's not going to change. It's just going to end. Yeah. But it's just like, just shut up. Like, put your thankful, I'm thankful for my fam, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to see your, I'm thankful for my family and a picture of your nice meal and then a skit about abortion over your next story. It's like, shut up. Like, just take a day off.
I know.
For God's sakes.
They have so much energy to continue to do that. I don't know where they get it from. I don't know how they're tired of yelling and screaming about the same things that aren't true, but you know, they do it.
And it's just so easy to, I don't think people want to change, you know, their point of views. They have no interest in that. They're very invested in their ideology. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. And I'm obsessed with like, well, is it true or not? If it's true, then fine. But if you could do a quick DuckDuckGo search, sometimes you have to do that, or a Google search, and you go, oh, turns out that's not right.
Right.
No, I'll just roll with this. I like this sentiment more. I want this to be true. I wish cast this into the, you know, I want it to be Tucker Carlson who shoots up the place. It's just like,
right.
I mean, and then you get it. Of course, if you don't take that side, then you must be on the other side. It's just like, no, you're just wrong. I'm not on any side, but you're wrong.
Right. The facts aren't there, but
just shut up. You can't
will the facts into existence, but people try to do that. So,
I mean, and I'm looking, it's not, of course, it's not her original thought. It's a post that she saw from that somebody else posted that she stole. So now we're in a third person here who's posting up this inaccurate information. And it's just so frustrating. I get so disgusted with these people. And then I run into them and they're nice people. Mm-hmm. I like them, but this people's online personas are just so bad. I want to see your turkey. Other than that, shut up. Nobody sees your post about some, you know, feeling that you have that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And goes, wow, what a wake up call.
Right.
Just shut up.
Maybe stop following her. I don't know what to tell you.
I like to look at her sometimes.
Angry.
It does make me angry. And you know, my buddy Zach, I'll send him stuff all the time. He goes, you gotta get offline. You gotta shut it off at some point. But I'm like, there's just so much wrong. That drives me nuts.
But let him be wrong. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I know, but like, I go back and forth. Like, I know I'm not going to change their mind. Even I could show them the article. This is from the New York Times. You trust the New York Times, don't you? And they would be like, yeah. And then I would show them that, you know, this investigation about the Pulse shooting and how they didn't know it was a gay bar. But they would just go, no, 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 no. It would just be totally not receptive to that information whatsoever. Right. Like I said that on the, and it makes me feel weird because I feel weird saying it because I know that it's not in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Even though it's true, it's stage magic. This is sleight of hand type of stuff where there's a certain narrative that's getting pushed for political gain, right? It must be. And I don't care about that. I just like, is this true or is it not? And it's a lot of this stuff is easy to show that it's fake. And how many fake stories have shifted the culture into going off a cliff? There's so many of them. Mm-hmm. And it frustrates the hell out of me. I'm glad I have the information because now I know what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's not really doing me any good. It would be much easier to just, you know, go along with whatever is in fashion.
Right? I know, but you can't do that. I mean, you won't allow yourself to do that is what I mean. So
I wish I could. I just can't. I just can't. I mean, there's, and it stinks. Like I got called a bigot on Twitter yesterday and you just go, why, what did I say? I didn't get any response to it, but they never know. It's just a feeling that they
have. Your buddy's right. You got to get offline, man. It's not, You're not changing minds and hearts. You're just upsetting yourself. Like,
well, I'm very careful.
You're so much happier when you shut the computer off and yeah. you just live your life and drink your bourbon and enjoy yeah. your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that there's not much. I'm pretty powerless in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I at least have the info. I don't post anything online that's going to be, you know, controversial or against the grain. I save that for this show and the radio because I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's safer there. It might not be. But it just stinks how, like, I know the truth about some things and I feel weird if I'm about to say something publicly that even though it's true, it's not really accepted. Or somebody else says something that's crazy and you go, no, that's not true. But then you're a bigot for noticing that it's not true.
Well, I think it's best in forums and platforms like this where you can have more of an open discussion and there's a little bit more context than just like a, you know, 20 word tweet or something like that. You're right. You're wrong. I'm right. It's just like, nobody's going to change any minds and hearts with a statement. You have to have conversations with people. And even then, that shouldn't be the goal, to like convert people. It's just, I look at radio more as like self-expression versus like trying to be persuasive, you know, let people decide for themselves. You might present an idea that's different than what they think. And if you present it in a certain way that, you know, allows them to think differently about something because they trust your judgment because they've been listening to you on the radio for 5 years or whatever, you know, those moments are cool when people go, oh, I didn't realize, or, you know, thanks to you, I think differently about X, Y, or Z. But I don't think your goal should be to persuade people. I think that's a losing battle.
Yeah. And I've stopped trying to have any conversations. That's insane. If you're having debates or you're having just arguments online, it's just such a waste of your time. If you ever get an opportunity to sit with that person, you know, at a bar or over a drink, I find that those conversations are much more productive. But even sometimes with those, they're just useless. I mean, people are very ingrained.
I don't think it's useless. I mean, I think if you're exercising and kind of like working on your debate skills, which I don't think are useless, and really trying to formulate your argument and your case, hearing other people's ideas and countering them, I think makes your case stronger because it's counterpoint. I think that's a healthy exercise for you and for them if they're willing to listen. But you can't have conversations with people who just want to scream. You have to have conversations with people that you kind of trust on a level of in terms of like their humanity, their character, where even if they disagree with you, they're not going to think you're a racist or a sexist or a bigot. Like, you can kind of speak freely even if you guys disagree on some basic things. So
yeah. Well, I think just enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Oh, I certainly will.
Just, you know, I know you will. I'm talking more to okay. the general populace, whoever happens to stumble upon this at some point, whether it's 2022 or sometime down the line, if the world still exists by then, you know, just enjoy, just post your turkey and shut up. Just take a day off.
I think that should be the title of the podcast.
I think it will be. I think that's a good plan. That's what it will be. Enjoy your turkey and shut up.
Yeah.
Enjoy your turkey, your faux turkey, your sides. And I reckon I'll see you on Friday
for birthday
party at Johnny B's house.
Bye, guys.
Pleasure. Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it, folks. Enjoy your turkey and shut up. Follow me on social, home_made_man. And same thing with Instagram, HMB Radio on Facebook. My name's Will Koontz, 4 on a Hummel. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to me. Be back next week right here. Okay, bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast. on RadioSaintPete.com.